crazy diet.
Today is July 14th, 2005. Sitting in on this recording is Florence Pestrikoff, Kariana Harford, Nick Alokley, Susan Maluten, and Lori Harford. And maybe we'll have more joining us later. Agayulida? Agayudachbud, Pamani, Atskak, Tan Kirtuk, Atren, Agayuin, Teskiu, Puchchichin, Puchchikok, Chali Nunami, Chestun Kilakmi, Menach Gud, Huang Guda, Achnachbak, Nukkanek, Chali Prastik Gud, Krigapet, Chestun Huanguda Prastiapet Sulhubet Chali Ahut Nishgut Asil Mohmin Anichtukut Asil Mohmak Espet San Chali Tukniuten Chali Tan Kirtuten Agayun Chali Awakutan Chali Tan Kiskak Anachanachan Imaut Tawaut Equinani Amin. Chestun Aptahat, do you want to try?
Daku you want.
Susie, Jumi, Daku you want? Nama Lampak.
Tochna Lampak.
Nama Nochstak.
Nochstak.
Chestun Nochstak.
Nochstak Sweet Kankto.
Tachna Nochstak.
Inimok. Inimok.
Inimok.
It's hanging next to the window. Inimok means it's hanging. Or you could, like if we were saying the clock, you could say Chasak Inimok Astinami. The Chasak is hanging on. Nama Chachliak.
Chachliak. Una Chachliak. Una Chachliak.
Nama Knichwick.
Tachona Knichwick.
Or Knichwick Igani or
Igani over there.
Igani. Knichwick Igani Sinak.
Nama Kufialistak. Kufiali soon.
Soon.
Kufiak. Kufiali soon. Knichwick me? In the kitchen? Knichwick me?
Skabam. Kulwani. Skabam.
Skabam.
Kulwani.
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 Underneath?
No.
Oh, top of cabinet, not underneath. What would underneath cabinet?
Skavam Achani?
Yeah.
Skavam Achani.
See, she's thinking about
the top ones.
Yeah, the skava up there.
Underneath.
He's thinking
underneath
about the bottom ones.
Okay.
So he's
okay.
On top of the bottom ones
yeah.
And below the top ones.
Okay.
Still skava.
Skaba, cupboard, beneath.
Say low ones. Low cupboard.
Achani.
No, that's Achani's under.
Oh.
Low kusis.
Kusis got skabat.
Low, you know, low.
You say that.
Low cupboards. Some of those words.
Ki, kuh, ki, kuh, kinan.
Kinani, kuh, kinaskat.
Kuh, kiskat, skabat.
Kuh, kiskat, yeah.
Kuh, kiskat, skabat.
Kuh, kiskat, skabat, low cupboard. Kuh, kuh, kitok, kuh, kiskat, skabat. Kulwani.
Low, under low cupboard.
No, on the low cupboard.
On the low cupboard. Mm-hmm.
Kulwani is on top
of the low cupboards.
On top of the low cupboards.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta make it real long.
So, yeah.
So, kufiali skak. And then, oh, how do you say low cupboards?
Kuhki.
Kuhkis kak ska but kulwani at dok. Good.
Perfect.
Six words.
Very descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Suzy Nama Khalak.
Khalak. Over the tachna
igai
chalak.
You'd have to say igai chalak. You have to show them where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah, because like, you know how you say tauchna or ikna or una, those are like,
right,
that thing. You know, like, you don't even have to name it. It would be, you know, una, this one. But if you said it's right here, it would be huani, or huai, right here.
Why?
You know, huai, it's right here, or huani, it's right here, and then. Chaskak tawani etok, it's by you. Or you could say nochtak ikani etok, it's over there. But if you're saying it's right over there, you say ikai, like you're pointing right at it, right?
Ikai.
And if you're saying it's right by you, tawai.
Tawai.
And if it's right by me, huai. Does that make sense? There's so many ways to describe the placement of things. You could either call it the thing by you, dauchna, or you could say chaskak, the cup, tawani, it's by you, or chaskak tawai, it's right by you. And then that doesn't even bring in the whole up and down and to the side thing. So, okay. Back to our game. Lori, takuyuan?
It's been a while, so I'll try.
It helps if you actually get up and go over by it and touch it. And then you could say, why, stuluk, or whatever. Okay. Nama chachlian.
Chachlian?
You would say chachliaka.
Oh, chachliaka.
Igai chachliaka.
Igai chachliaka.
Nama anan. Nama maman.
Oh.
Anan.
Igai Mamaka.
Anaka.
Oh, Anaka. What would you say?
Anaka. Anaka.
My.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We're trying to use Anak instead of Mamak when we can. We just have to remember to really emphasize
okay.
the AA instead of just
Anaka.
The A.
Anaka. Not Anaka.
Anaka.
Let's see. Nama Natak. Natak Kulumni.
Nama Ithakan. Nanitak
Ithakan. Nama Ithakan. Ithak.
Natmiatuk. Natuk.
Ithakan Natmi.
Your feet are on the
floor.
Trying to give you a hint.
Yeah. I need foot, but everything else just.
Nama Kaligat.
Kaligat. I say on the table.
Nama. Remember what Nama means? What is it?
Where?
Okay.
Is the paper?
Nama Kaligat. Kaligat,
Kaligat,
Kaligat.
So, what were you saying? Kaligat.
Kaligat, Stuluk, Ituk.
Right?
Stulumi, Ituk.
Itut.
Itut.
Because there's a lot of
them. Okay.
Okay. Nama Chaskan. I'm being hard on you. Chaskak. Chaskak. Chaskan.
No.
Mine.
Made up.
Tumia.
Tumia.
Tumia. Gaka.
Chaskak. Tumia.
Tumia. Kaka is I'm holding it.
Ah.
Tumia.
Tumia.
Tumia. Kaka.
Tumia. Kaka, I'm holding it. Tumiaka ga jeskok.
Chaskak.
Chaskak.
But she said chaskaka because she's saying her cup. I'm holding my cup.
Tumiaka ga jeskak.
That's I'm holding a cup.
Tumiaka ga
karantazak.
Karantazak.
Tumiakan ga kalikat.
Many papers.
Tumiakaka kalikat. Tumia kaka chachlia. Lori Nama Plitak.
Plitak.
Plitak uknachtok.
Igani Plitak. Could I say that?
Let's see. Lori Nama Stool Cheek. Stool Cheek.
Stool Look, Stool Cheek.
I'm trying to. I also have a hard time. Okay, Stuluk and Stool Chick would be the stool, right?
Igai,
Stool Chick.
Kochinuk, Stool. Wait. Kochinuk, Florence, Stool Chinktop.
I'm listening.
Kochinuk Stulchik Ikai.
Ikani.
Ikani. Kochjinuk.
How many?
Magjinuk. Stulchik.
Kochjinuk. Stulchik.
Maluk.
Maluk. Stul. Stulchik.
Stulchik with a K.
Stulchik.
Maluk. Stulchik.
Ikani. You can't say ikai for more than one, right? You can only say ikai if it's
over there.
Yeah. But you couldn't say ikai for two.
Ikani.
You'd say ikani.
Maluk stuchik ikani.
Etuk.
Oh, etuk.
Yeah.
What is that?
They are.
Okay.
Or they are located. Because you just said two chairs over there. But you didn't say two chairs are over there.
Okay.
So etuk. Yeah. But to make a full sentence, you always have to throw in the etuk.
And that is the part of it.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you were saying something like if you were talking about where the clock is, for example, you could say chaskak estinami inimok, and then you wouldn't need to say etuk because you said it's hanging. So you don't have to say it is, because the it is hanging already covers
where it is.
Yeah. Just like you could say chakhliak akumok. Then you wouldn't have to say etuk because you're saying another verb. Etuk is the verb for it is located. So you always have to at least have one verb in the sentence.
Okay.
So if you're not saying etuk, you have to say either it's standing or it's sitting or it's running, you know, some other verb that will be used there.
Okay.
Like if you wanted to say takukaak, kutmietok, the bear is on the beach. Or you could say takukak queen duk kutmi. Then you don't have to say a duk because you're saying he's walking on the beach. If you said takukak queen duk kutmi it duk, then it wouldn't be right.
Mm-hmm. What would you say there?
In that sentence I just said the bear is walking on the beach is located. Because I had I threw in two verbs, both walking and is located. So I don't need to say the is located one if I'm saying he's walking.
Okay, because that's your verb there.
Yeah, and so the same thing with it's hanging on the wall or it's sitting on the table or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're saying like, you know, karantazak chaskam ilwani, you'd still have to say it duk. But if you were saying that the Ahnak Kwimachtuk Chaskami, she's swimming in the cup, then you wouldn't need to.
Oh, is the gear on the floor?
She might be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The gear.
Or the other thing you could do, if you didn't even want to talk about where it was, if I was asking you where is the... whatever. You could just say what you guys were saying at the beginning, una karadazak, because una means this one. So it makes it into a whole sentence. This one is a karadazak. But that would just kind of limit you in your vocabulary if that's what the only sentence you ever said about anything. This one is, or that one is, or whatever. This one is a doll. Swahwak, una swahwak. Or you could say, una swahwak, how do you say she's wearing it? Adoch duk, tak mamuk. Tak mamuk adoch duk. She's wearing a dress.
A blue dress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chungaskak, tak mak adoch.
Adu-ha.
Then we're making it into a hard
really,
verb.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when we're playing these games, you could say anything. It doesn't even have to be where it's located, as long as you're saying a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
teenagers have telephones.
Get up, son.
Get up. Up school.
Now what? Tank Hudak.
Tank Hudak. Let's see. Tashimen, Tank Hudit, Estinami, Inni Moat. Maluk, Tank Hudak. How do you say candle? Switchkankduk. Mm-hmm. Switchkankduk. Mm-hmm. Two of them have candles.
Kita chali?
No, I'm not. Trying to get something kind of hard. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
Uknai Sudak. Unaka.
Una Uknai Sudak. 74
degrees
Mun Puk Dok. Uknai Sudak. Thermometer?
Uknai Sudak. It's something control. For. Yeah, something for warmth.
To warm it.
So the sudak ending you put on something for blank.
You got me on that one.
I knew it was in that direction because he was looking for
it. Yeah, I can't do the stove.
Nice. Because it controls the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same thing could be said for the microwave, too.
Mm. I was thinking it might be like a pot on the stove that you keep watering.
Yeah, I was thinking about a single burner.
Chakik, or just do an apdachat thermometer. Something for measuring.
Let's see how you say fever. Okna. I'm trying to think of okna. Remember when kids were sick? Okna baga.
Okna yoga.
No, okna. Okna baga. Okna would be getting hot.
Oknicha. Oknicha. Oknicha is having a fever.
Yeah.
Oknicha.
Oknichbaracha. Very high fever. So, usp is measure. Usp-sudak.
Usp-sudak. Thermometer.
Yeah, well, measure would be to measure.
So that could be anything that measures. Uh-huh. Could be a ruler. Usp sudak.
Up. Usp. Lugu. Usp.
Measure it.
Puh. Lugu.
There's some way you could something to measure fever.
Mm. We'll have to convene a council of elders on that one.
Well,
come up with ruler and thermometer.
A ruler thermometer. A thermometer ruler.
So usp sudak uknai or uknach. Uknach. Maybe a ruler for when they're hot. How do you say that?
Say fever again. Uknach.
Oh, I forgot.
I know.
It has to be feverish in here.
Uknicha.
Uknicha.
Okay.
Uknicha.
Uknicha.
So how do you say when someone is fevering?
Uknicha.
Uknicha.
Yeah, uknicha.
Uknagan uknicha.
Yeah, we're trying to think about a word for thermometer. Uknicha.
How do you say?
She has a fever.
Uknichakan. When they're fevering.
Uknicha.
Uknichakan.
Yeah. Some, we just never said things like that.
Mm-hmm. How did they say that they were sick or that they...
They had a fever.
What was
She has a fever.
Somebody
has a fever. Mm-hmm. I have a fever. I remember those days.
So Uknicha, she has a fever, or he has a fever. Uknichana chana, I have a fever.
Uknichana.
Uknichana.
R-A-A-N-G-A at the end. Uknichana.
How is that? U?
U-Q-N-I-R-A-A-N-G-A.
Uknichana. Double A.
N-G-A.
Okni,
oh, I see. Oknichanga. Oh, I just missed a few ones.
Oknipagaha would be very high fever.
Oknipagaha.
Oknipagaha.
U-Q-N-I-R-P-A-K-A-R-A-A.
Very high fever, or...
Because that pagach means a lot, or...
Yeah.
Okni pagacha.
Oknich.
Oknich. Oknich. Oknich.
Pagacha.
Pagacha.
Mm-hmm. There, you're getting good, Susie.
As long as I have your mouths to watch. That's not always the case.
Well, whenever you see that R, just go...
And that, what does that mean?
She has a really high fever.
Really high.
Or he or it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a really
high
fever.
Puke fever.
Puke fever.
My dog has a really high fever.
Pagah is lot.
Yeah, P-A-K-A-R is the suffix meaning a lot, or very much, or something like that.
Okay.
Just like you could say, Puchmilech Pagacha.
Puchmilech Pagacha.
He has a really bad hangover.
Puchmilech hangover.
Puchmilech. P U G M I L E G P A K A R A A.
He has a really big hangover.
Yeah, and at Pagach, it's that same meaning there.
Okay, I have a really bad headache.
Nashkul. Well, you'd say with the SH. Nashkul mu pagachana.
Nashkul mu wagach. Nashkul mu wagach.
Nashkul mu wagach. Oh, so that's the WA one.
Okay.
Because pagach can also be wagach.
Okay.
So that would be N A S Q U L
Alicia.
Nascul nu wakach.
So I think depending on certain situations or certain endings, you'll use wagach instead of pakach. But I haven't figured that out myself.
I have
yet.
A really bad headache.
Wagach.
Wow. That I have a really bad headache.
Yeah. Could you say naskul nuch pagach dwa as well?
Yeah, you can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be like this. Naskul nuch pagach dwa. So wagach and pagach is the same.
Naskul.
And of course, if it was you were talking about someone else, you just change this twa to a tuk. And then you're talking about somebody.
He has a really bad headache, or she has. So what's the difference between wakach and pahka?
Wakach and pakach, they're just variations on the same suffix.
Okay, but no significant.
No, there's no meaning difference.
Not that I can tell.
No.
North and south is the same.
Yeah.
Nashkun.
I think it just depends on how they happen to say it when they say it, because there's different options.
Okay. Nashkunu, nashkunu pagach tuk, or nashkunu pagach twa.
Or nashkunu wagach twa, or nashkunu wagach tuk. Or nashkul ngu wagach dut. They all have a bad headache. We could go through the whole pattern.
Yeah,
but
and that's another.
Here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you guys like to play a quick game of the alien landscape game before we go?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so fun.